Mr. Toms is going to answer the first question for us, and the question is, why is the subject of the second coming so important?
It's really so important because God has said in his word. If God says anything in the Bible, that's important. Every word is important in the scriptures. And God has said a lot about the second coming. I have heard it said, I've never checked it for myself, but I have heard it said that one-third of the Bible is about the second coming. But that wouldn't surprise me if it is true, because there's a lot of scriptures about the second coming. I know men do apply the scriptures to this age, and perhaps even the past age, but really, they're about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in power and great glory. And that's a wonderful thing. So, God has said it. And Mr. Frommo used to say that if God has said it, and we take no notice of it, it really shows that in our hearts we regard God as foolish. That's a very solemn thing, isn't it? If God has said anything, it is important. Well, I could say, if you wanted to think about this a little bit more, in this issue of Watching and Waiting, that's last April, and there's some on the back table there, there are six reasons given why the second coming is so important. There's an article there by Mr. Frommo, Reasons for Our Prophetic Witness, and he's listed them out. 1, 2, 3. In the first issue of last year, the January issue, there are three reasons given. And I think perhaps they're a fairly good summary. It's said in here, and these really are the words of previous men. I've taken it from old Watching and Waitings, what I've said in here. But it does say in here somewhere that, well, that is really it, that God has said it in the Bible, and that's important. But another reason is that the days in which we are living are days of crisis. And we need to seek unto the Lord for guidance. These are difficult days. And you people in Northern Ireland know there are difficulties for your province. And I know that over in England there are lots of difficulties with the kind of men and women that we've got in control. I have to say women as well, don't I? With the kind of men and women that we have in control, we wonder sometimes how these difficulties are going to be solved, if they'll ever be solved. But really, the Bible tells us the answer. It tells us what the last days will be like, what we may expect. And Christians who understand the scriptures will understand what is happening. Because we do believe, this will probably come out in other answers, but we do believe that God is in sovereign control of all events. All that happens is sovereignly controlled by God. And he is too wise to err, and too good to be unkind. Third reason that was given is because we are warned against the very things that many are falling into. And how true that is. People think they can win others to be Christians, and go into all kinds of things to try and get others to be Christians. Things that really are an abomination to God. Things that God would never have us do. He calls us to live a life of separation. He calls us to live seeking to be pure as he is pure. We may know that we may fail, but that's the kind of thing we ought to be. Not adopting worldly standards to gain people of the world, but rather trust in the Lord, maintain the truth, and live a path of separation.